Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of In Poor Taste. I'm Sean Kendall, and with me, as always, is Eric. Nope, he's not here.
He's dead.
He's dead. He died tragically. He's not dead.
No, he's alive. With
me, as sometimes, is Johnny P., also known as John Pridmore. I guess it'd be John Pridmore, also known by me as Johnny P.
Yes. No, I go strictly by Johnny P.
Oh, okay.
Like, and then
what's the P stand for? I've always wondered
John
that.
Pridmore. It stands for peaches and plums.
Nice. Oh, okay, so there's two P's there, really.
There are, yeah.
Is there a squared symbol?
Well, it was Johnny PP, and that sounded really bad, so I dropped the second P.
Yeah, that's so 90s, PP.
It is. Like,
that's a bit, nobody says that anymore.
No.
I mean, when we were in the 90s, we said that, but
yeah, but that's because in the 90s, we were like 10. So.
I was going to say because that was the trend, but yeah, you're probably right. It was the age thing.
Yeah, 10-year-olds might still say that.
That's true.
In the 2015s.
I would not be surprised to find that 10-year-olds still say pee-pee. Can we get, let's call in to all the 10-year-olds listening. And by the way, 10-year-olds, why are your parents letting you listen to this podcast? This podcast is like NC-17 at best.
10-year-olds, why do you have parents? You should kill them.
Yeah, kill your parents.
Kill your parents, 10-year-olds.
I think that's fitting, John, because if you're letting your kid listening to this podcast, you don't deserve to live because you're that bad of a parent.
Yeah.
And you deserve to have your kid kill you. That's the irony of it, the sweet irony.
Is that irony?
I think so. You never expect that end, do you?
I mean, it depends on the day.
And the mother created the child, and then the child destroys the mother. I think that's ironic in a certain sense, in a theatrical, what is it?
Like a Woody Allen movie kind of way?
Yeah, kind of. Like, what's the classical definition of irony? Like the way a comedy is actually a tragedy in our eyes nowadays. Back in like Plato's day, a comedy had a tragic ending.
Well, that's because tragedy is more funny. What is it? What didn't Mel Brooks say that it's like, you know, like tragedy is when I get a paper cut, and comedy is when like insane people go on a mass shooting. Wasn't that him?
I don't know, but I'm going to believe you. Because there's no way that I could possibly verify that information. It's not like we have some sort of instantaneous information database containing most of human knowledge.
No, but we should make one of those.
At our fingertips. Yeah, that would be nice. And then people could hear our voices over it. At the push of a button. Like one of those big red
buttons.
Yeah, like a big red one like from the 1950s.
I'm out.
All right, well, scratch that. Scratch that. Delete this part. And we'll start over. Welcome to In Poor Taste. I'm John Pridmore. Fuck. I fucked it up again, Johnny.
I know. That was my line.
I know.
That
was my line. I stepped right on your line.
I know. You stepped right on a lot of things there. Let's just make silly noises.
All right. Ready?
Oh, I like the way your mouth moves when you do that.
I guess I'm going more animal noises. Hang on.
Whoa, that is crazy. I have never heard someone do such a great impression of a train using only their mouth. Ah,
you like
are,
that? It's all in the lip work. It's all in the lip work.
Oh, most things are.
Yeah, and you gotta run the tongue back and forth. It is very sexual.
Well, I think that's what makes it. Trains in general are sexual.
Let's go down one more octave if we can.
That was amazing.
All right, now I'm going to take those sounds and cut them into a song.
Yes.
All right. For the song, I want you to say choo-choo in whatever way you feel necessary.
Choo-choo.
All right.
Like that?
Yeah, that was good. And then let's get on a train.
Get on a train.
All right. And then how about a chugga, 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 chugga?
Chugga, 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 chugga.
All right. That's going to be fucking fantastic and perfect.
Yes.
All right. Give me like a hi-hat.
Hey, hat.
All right. Now the drum part, the hi-hat. Like a cymbal.
Like a cymbal?
Yeah. Like the cymbal that goes. Tss, tss, tss. I guess I just laid it in.
Yeah.
All right. Hi-hat. Hi-hat.
Oh, we're silly. We have fun.
Oh, God help me. This whole room, it's filled with comedy. It's filled to the brim with comedy. In fact, if you read in the paper tomorrow that two incredibly attractive, hilarious people died of drowning in comedy in the Pittsburgh area, don't be surprised. Actually, you will have read it 2 weeks ago, and I'm explaining what happened to us.
Yeah, we're dead now. We're ghosts. If you are currently being haunted by somebody who looks like a mixture of a young Weird Al and a young Howard Stern, it's probably Sean's ghost.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if somebody comes at you looking like Kid Rock and John Lennon had a baby, it's probably my ghost.
Yes.
Uh-huh, yeah.
10-year-olds, this is what happens when you kill your parents. You get haunted by ghosts that...
That's true, but you also turn out to be as cool as John and I, so...
Yeah. So kill your parents.
Yeah, it's a toss-up,
everybody,
really.
Just do it.
You know what? That would probably almost immediately solve, or at least temporarily solve, our overpopulation problem.
Oh, I am so sick of overpopulation.
Yeah. And if you... Okay, you had a kid, right? Especially if you had more kids than two. Like, if you have two kids, you're replacing yourselves. I think that's fine, right? Like, that's it. Like, if we stopped at 7 billion, I think we could deal, right? The problem is we're going past it, I think. That's a bigger problem. And so if you want to have more kids, like, say you want to have three kids, you have to kill yourself or let them kill you in order to replace, right? So then we can go flat, plateau mode.
I think that that's a very good idea. You should run for some form of government office.
Yeah, I should run for military dictator.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Totally run for military dictator.
Mm-hmm. I will have the military potato penis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Many wars were started by men with giant potato penises.
Yeah.
They can see all because they have so many eyes.
I saw that coming.
Potato humor.
Mine was a penis humor just now. I saw that coming.
Oh, I didn't get it until just now after you explained it to me.
Sex jokes. Yeah. So maybe all this monarchy talk is due to your shirt here. You got a Queen Bee shirt on.
I do.
Yeah, describe it to the listener, would you?
Well, it is a picture of Miss Beatrice Arthur. And she is standing all cross-armed as she does. And she has on a crown. And then underneath it, it says Queen Bee. But B is spelled B-E-A, like the shortened form of Beatrice.
That's brilliant. And it's a nice dandelion yellow, which I appreciate greatly.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that you appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey. It's Appreciation Town. Welcome to Appreciation Town, population us.
That was beautiful.
So, John, you are a...
Libra.
Hilarious stand-up comedian of some note and some regard in the city of Pittsburgh.
Oh, people care? That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. You're what I would call a P celebrity, a Pittsburgh celebrity.
Yeah.
Or we could say B celebrity and make it mean Berg celebrity, and it sounds like you went up a few notches, because P is pretty far back in the alphabet also.
Yeah, like...
But maybe...
It also makes it sound like I, like, make videos and let people pee on me.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Yeah, pee-pee, like your last name used to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to distance myself from that.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, my bad. Okay, so we'll go with B celebrity, meaning Berg celebrity.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Even though I don't live here anymore.
Right. You now live in Kent, Ohio.
For a minute.
Yeah. Where are you going from there?
L.A.
L.A. Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Land.
That's a good idea. It's terrible there, I've heard.
Oh, no.
But
I'm sure it's going to be awful.
But I've also heard that... Well, I mean, it seems obvious that that's the only place to become famous. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be a meth addict and sell myself to people who are famous.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. The first part you could do anywhere in the United States, but the second part, you've got to go to L.A.
No,
Or potentially New York, but you don't want to be there in the winter.
If you really want to make it on, like, a producer's chest, then you have to go to L.A.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. So, yeah, that's cool. When are you planning on going there?
In like a month.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Do you just going to jump in the car and drive?
Flying? I am going to fly because that's my superpower. and
carry the car.
Yeah, yeah. No, you need the car. Also superhuman strength. I'm pretty much Superman, except for, you know, like Kryptonite can't touch me.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. See, that's a huge point because that was, I mean, for having never heard of Kryptonite before, I heard of Superman. It seems to be everywhere in that comic. Like, how do they get a hold of so much of this supposedly rare space metal?
Do they have? It's like whenever you go to like the beach and there's like a beach shop and they have all these like really cool like nice seashells and you're like, where did you get all of those nice seashells? I'm just finding like half of a sand dollar over here. Like, that's what I think it's like. Like, there's just a company that goes and finds all the kryptonite and then. Like,
all the nice kryptonite. They leave the shitty kryptonite for
beach. So like, yeah, like the other people.
And it's coating the beach because that's what it seems like. There's that much. That kryptonite is literally coating each beach in that world.
It probably is.
It just pops up every other day. And then he acts like he's so, so weak, but he's really just like the strength of us. So he feels like he can't even walk. He's like, this is the worst. It's like, yeah, right? Like, why do you think we never want to get off the couch?
Yeah, it's like, dude, jump on a Segway and quit your whining.
Gravity's a bitch, Superman. Now you know. Jesus.
Superman's the worst.
This has been Talk Shit on Superman with Johnny and Shawnee.
Aw. Hey, if you put our names together, we're P. Diddy's clothing company.
Sean John.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Why are we not billionaires? We should be suing.
We should be suing. Let's sue P. Diddy.
Can we make the company name and just have it be the same name company and just argue that, well, our names were already that?
Let's start a Sean John clothing company and just sell like commemorative t-shirts that like commemorate us doing this here right now.
And then was it P. Diddy that owns this company? He will sue us, right? And then we will owe him millions of dollars, and that's how we'll become rich.
Yeah.
And how, do you ask? Because we get all the notoriety from him suing us. That $1 million is just bankrolling us into...
We're going to get interviewed by Diane Sawyer.
And just shift the name of the company and sell the product.
Yes.
Fucking done. Why are we even still sitting here?
We're basically already rich. I'm halfway out the door.
Hang on a second. Tesla? Yeah. Send me your most expensive Tesla. Thank you. Hang up. Also, yes. Hang on. Bring SpaceX. Send me your most expensive SpaceX. Done.
Dude.
I'm going to the moon, dog.
We are straight killing this shit.
We're going to the moon and we're going to sell t-shirts from the moon. Just get an Amazon Prime membership. We're good.
Like, we're selling them from the moon?
Yeah.
Like, we're just,
we'll just send SpaceX rockets down. Pew, 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 pew. Get on SpaceX Prime.
Giant space t-shirt guns.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. If you shot a space t-shirt fast enough, I assume you meant space t-shirts.
Yes.
It would go back to the Earth. And I know the trajectory we'd need to fire it at. Like let's do this.
Oh, Sandra Bullock was so good in that movie.
Space shirt gun trajectory?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Space Shirt Gun Trajectory was my favorite movie of the season. And the easiest to say.
I think it was everyone's favorite, because really, like, what else was there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was Space Pants, Slingshot, Direction, but that one sucked.
No, yeah, that was awful. Mm-hmm. That was so bad that, like, every single past movie critic came back to life just to say how much they hated it and then immediately died again.
It was a movie critic zombie apocalypse for like 5 minutes.
It was just like, they were like, real quick, we have to tell you how horrible this is. And also, goodbye, I love you forever.
They come up, they're like, reviews.
Dude,
did they come for our reviews what did they come for? I guess reviews doesn't make sense. Zombies don't come and then produce brains.
That would be awesome.
Like, brains?
That's brains? You're like full of like amazing inventions tonight. Let's invent zombies that bring you brains.
Yeah, definitely. Then we wouldn't have such a brain shortage.
No, yeah.
Thanks, Obama. Fuck.
You know, thank you, Obama.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the brain shortage.
You don't say that enough. Thank you.
I don't think that's the tone that people normally take. But yeah, that's nice of you to say. He works hard for you and everybody else. Like,
mission accomplished.
Right? He's done pretty good. And the funny thing is, he's the only guy I know of that's working for 300 million other people. He's got 300 million bosses, And they don't bother to tell him what they want until they think he's done wrong, and then they yell at him.
Are we supposed to be getting paid?
Yeah, but we're paying them instead. It's a little backwards.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's a
what
little
are
backwards.
We doing?
Yeah, that's a little backwards.
Oh.
Or, well, we're not working for him. He's working for us, so we should be paying him, really, because he's our employee. But think about
this. Yeah, but if we're the bosses, we should be making more than him.
That's true. That is true. I am, yeah, I'm the boss of the president of the United States. Yeah, you're right. I should be getting loot for that.
Yeah.
That job is higher than the highest office.
It sounds really important.
Huh. You bring a very interesting point. I will get him on the phone as soon as possible.
I highly suggest that you do, because mm-hmm. nothing is going to change unless you stand up and change it.
That's true. And so don't you think, like, American citizens are the worst bosses ever then? Because they will yell at you when they think you've done wrong, but they won't bother telling you what they want ahead of time.
Mm.
And then they're like, you're fired. You didn't do what I wanted.
Yeah.
Because most of the people don't even vote. They don't pay attention.
Wow, man. This just got really sad and bummy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Way to bring it all down, Sean.
Well, on that sad note, let's go to commercial.
Okay. I'm going to go curl up and cry.
All right. We're going to cry for a while. You folks, sit tight for these wonderful commercials. Bling.
Hey, I'm Chortney.
I'm Normal.
Listen up. When we're broing out, throwing the football, and throwing back a few beer lights, we really like to crush male misogyny.
Dude, are you getting paid less than a man at your place of business?
Not cool.
Do you need me to, like, kick their ass for you?
Yeah, we'll beat some ass for you. Fuck the male-dominated patriarchy.
Ugh, I fucking hate that.
All I want to do is watch football and beat up misogynists.
Yeah. Ooh, every time I think about misogyny, I get so mad I just want to lift.
Fuck, I've got a rage boner right now because of misogyny. Feminism's the way to go, bro.
Yeah, fucking pregnant women should get way longer maternity leave.
Equal work, equal pay, bro. Anyway, we just want to let you guys know how pissed we get when we're throwing back some beer lights, tossing the pigskin, grilling out, and thinking about pay inequality and the way that women are just treated like sex objects.
Why aren't there more women in Congress?
Not cool. There's like 51% women, and it's like 12% women in Congress. What is there, three senators? Dude.
I don't know math.
Bro, I fucking hate math. Almost as much as I hate whenever I find out that a woman got her ass pinched on the job. So fuck that. All right, Normal, let's get out of here.
Okay, Chortney, let's go.
Fuck this. Let's go beat up some misogynists, bro.
Well, those were some interesting commercials, would you not say, Johnny?
I would not say. I found them quite boring, and quite personally, I am offended that we had to listen to them.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, folks. The first ever commercial review podcast.
Yes.
That's us.
Let's talk about more commercials.
John and Sean review commercials.
Yeah.
Flow, pro or con?
Oh, I'm pro flow.
Pro flow? That makes two pro flows over here. I like flow. She's supposedly a really funny comedian, too, I've heard.
Yeah, she was on The Comeback.
I haven't seen her actually do stand-up comedy, but that would be nice to try to look that up at some point.
No, she's a very talented comedic actress who, you know, looked into a commercial that made her into, like, a millionaire.
Yeah.
So?
Basically, you can count us as dose pro flow bros.
You could.
But we won't.
No, please don't.
Okay.
Oh, group hug, everybody. Group hug.
Yeah, bring it in here, J-Pro. Yeah. Bring it in here. John, you've met the producer, J-Pro.
J-Pro?
Yeah.
Dude, that is very, very similar to my rap name, J-Pre.
Yeah?
Yes.
Huh. We did not know that. We're going to get J-Pro and a microphone one of these days, but he's giving two thumbs up right now to the J-Pre.
It's weird because they're both on the same hand, but...
Yeah, we never mentioned that J-Pro has two thumbs on one hand. Yeah,
he's
and then
sensitive
one
about
hand
it.
With
he's
no
sensitive
thumbs.
About it.
Yeah, there is one silvery tear running down his cheek. Yes. It's rather touching here, folks. If only you could see it, and if only J-Pro had a microphone, unfortunately.
He doesn't.
So, Johnny P, I wanted to get your opinion on the crotch cumber that we've been using around here?
I think that it makes for some very odd tasting salads.
Yeah. It's pickly.
It is. It with very interesting pickling process. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it takes about a week to fully pickle. Sometimes mm-hmm. I leave them in for two if I wanted that extra vinegary, mm-hmm. you know, the tang.
Yeah. And it's nice because your dick always smells like garlic. Mm-hmm. And that is a plus.
I do keep freshly minced garlic and dill fronds.
Yes.
Adorning. I adorn. Is that the word? Should I say? Adorning.
Adorning.
Yeah. The crotch cumber.
Like little like garlic Christmas bulbs hanging from your
chest.
Just testes.
Like that. Yeah. Well, if you've got the dill kind of resembles a like pine tree needle.
Oh, so it's like you know, like.
It's very nice. It's very festive. So, yeah. And then by the time you're done, you have yourself a delicious pickle.
I am a fan of pickles. I think that more things should be pickled. Why'd we stop with the cucumber?
Yeah, why aren't let's we pickling
it,
more
let's
things?
Let's keep it moving.
We pickle eggs. Have you ever had a pickled egg?
I have. They are absolutely disgusting.
I thought you grossest. Would say that. I've never had one, but they seem like they can't be good.
No, they cannot. It is impossible for them to be.
Well, I don't want to be prejudiced, so I won't say, but you are an expert on pickled eggs, so we'll leave it at that.
Yes.
Pickled eggs expert. And that's really bearing the lead here, folks. That's why John's here today. As a pickled egg expert, he's going to review one more commercial.
Yeah. That pickled egg commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good great.
One. Sam's pickled eggs. Suck on my stinky vinegary eggs.
That is, you know, I did not think that, you know, like the corpse of Conway Twitty would be able to still like, you know, show such range, such
reanimate.
Vocal range. But yeah, like I was like, ugh.
Straight out of the grave. Mm-hmm. That is, yes. That
obviously his vocal cords haven't started to, what is it? Disintegrate. What do people do?
Rot.
Yeah. It's rot.
Deteriorate.
I don't know.
Get filled with maggots. Yeah.
Yes.
Although that deep down, you think maggots are getting, it's probably just earthworms.
I don't maggots know, would be man. On the surface. I've never been that far underground.
Well,
who
I've
knows
never
what goes
known,
on down there?
I've never known a fly to dig very far into the earth.
You know, maybe there's some sort of crazy like underground flies.
Maybe they ride worms down into the earth. Like that would be the simplest.
I would watch that cartoon.
I would too.
That
would
be awesome.
Let's make that cartoon again. We're millionaires.
Invent things,
dude. We're basically millionaires from this podcast. Like we've invented so many things. We'll have to go back to the tape to remember what those things were.
Yes, once we re-listen to this and then invent those things and mm-hmm. then invest in the stock market, we're going to be multi-billionaires.
Invest in ourselves in the stock market.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have faith in yourself.
And then buy a whole lot of...
I know the word you're searching for. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, it would be... call in, folks. Call in with your stocks and bonds advice for John and I, and also call in with, you know... listen back to the first part of the episode, which I'm sure I just assume you've done since you're here. Who starts in the middle of a podcast? But you can call and let us know what we invented earlier because we can't remember.
Yes.
Already. We took a bit of a break and now it's been too long.
Coin store machines at laundromats that give you back just quarters. Was that one of them?
No, but that's fantastic because then you would just put that in some sort of a pinball machine gathering place, gathering hall.
Yeah. Ooh.
Pinball hall.
The pinball hall.
You know, like you do, go down to the pinball hall. Oh, dude, if there was a pinball hall, I'd be there every fucking night.
I would always hang out at the pinball hall.
I'd be all about it.
That, another invention, another creative. We're going to, dude, why are we even still here, Sean?
I don't know.
Let's go be billionaires.
That's a good question. We should have just shut off the pod. If you're listening to this, ladies and gentlemen, that means that John and I are not rich right now. Because if I'm rich,
steal our ideas.
I am not gonna publish this episode. Like, what the fuck's the point then?
Although
this episode
loses me. To show everybody what
me.
Geniuses we are.
It's true.
Be like, oh yeah, this was like people are gonna study this
oh,
podcast
shit. You know what we
in like
do?
Years
we,
from now.
We really need to like patent everything and actually make the products and the companies and get like a phalanx of robot space lawyers.
Oh, that seems like a lot of trouble.
Well, we're going to have to do that before we publish this episode because someone's going to run straight to the bank with this episode.
Yeah, but then they'll get to the bank and they'll just be like playing this for the bank tellers. And they'll be like, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Yeah, that's true. Don't go to the bank. You should probably invent the things we discussed.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be better. Although, look.
If we're not already doing it.
Yeah, we pretty much just, I mean, we're going to be doing it.
Like, we're doing it, like, for straight profit.
Yeah, right.
Like, we don't actually care about any of the things that we're, like.
Yeah, the way any good business runs, it's for profit, not for the good of the country.
Yeah, like a hospital or a library.
But if we don't actually make it and somebody else steals it, we will have at least bettered humanity. So in that case, we can at least pretend that we're happy.
Yeah.
And we'll look like the bigger men.
We will, but then.
And so I basically would say that the common theme here, or the takeaway here, John, is don't run to the bank with people's ideas. Why do people say that? Why do they say, like, they'd be laughing all the way to the bank? Like,
who does that?
It's not a check.
Like, maybe people that live, like, right next door to the bank laugh all the way to the bank. But otherwise, like, there's some driving to get to the bank. Like, there's.
Yeah. Yeah, don't run to the bank.
Yeah, like, and if you're
it's dangerous at best.
Laughing and running is one of the most dangerous things that you can do as, like, a person.
Yeah, if you think about it.
So
laughing takes up a lot of your wind, like, power, and then you add in running.
It does. That's why there are no comedy clubs in, like, gyms. Like, if they're everyone on the treadmill, they would just pass out from
sheer
exhaustion.
I just assumed that everyone in the gym was a douchebag.
And oh, so no, yeah, people that go to gyms don't find things funny anyway, but gym members and lesbians,
gym goers, burn. Funny thing is, we joke a lot about here, Johnny, about how many people we've, like, alienated on this podcast. Everyone from the Northeast, Apple users, anyone that likes Justin Bieber. I don't know if we've alienated them before, but I want to go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, no, that should.
If you like Justin Bieber, I don't like you.
Yeah, turn this off.
And generally, gym goers, if I may be so bold and stereotypical or stereotyping or prejudiced, are douchey.
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid to get out there and say it.
Be like, dude, I don't need to see your delts, dude.
hey, buddy, put away your delts.
Like,
I'm trying to work out here.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to get a workout here. You're delting all over the place.
Fucking full on Delta Burke.
Yeah. Why don't you go to the fucking Bermuda Delta? That didn't work. Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, you can't just go throw in Delta in place of random words, man.
Well, Delta and a triangle.
We were
same.
Doing a thing here.
I know.
You just ruined it.
I know. I'll see myself
podcast
out.
Over.
I'll see myself out. I'll see myself out of my own house.
Yes, leave. This is my house now.
Oh, no.
That's how badly you ruined this podcast.
I didn't know that's how
you don't
worked.
Get to live here anymore.
Oh, God.
Yes, you ruin a podcast. You have to give the person on the podcast your house.
Oh, my God. Even if it's your own podcast, too?
Yes.
Or your half of your podcast?
I don't know.
Or one third, I guess. J Pro.
I don't know. I don't know.
Getting a thumbs down from J Pro. He doesn't want any part of this.
No.
Two thumbs down on one hand.
I think personally he just doesn't know the answer.
No.
So.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does. It's existential.
Yes. The world is full of so many questions, yet so few answers.
Like almost none. Like almost none.
Is that a Hallmark
answers.
Card? Was that the Hallmark card you got me for my birthday last year?
Yeah, and you just totally thieved it. So we're going to have to edit that part. Jay Pro, edit that part out where he used copyrighted materials on my podcast. Thanks. Okay, good. We're good. We're good now.
Damn it.
We edited that out.
I always do that. I'm always just like spouting off things that are copyrighted. Like.
So, hey, saw you wanted to take a vacation. I just want to say, just do it.
I will.
You go around like, what if people just used slogans like they were cliches?
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing at first. I was like, okay, let's go on
like,
vacation.
Like,
what?
Walk up to the guy in the office like, hey, I'm making coffee and there's no creamer. Got milk? like just always using just corporate slogans.
Yes.
Man, thanks for that milk. I'm loving it. Would you stab that person immediately or wait a day?
I would stab them immediately while just like screaming, "By Menin!" Like,
strong enough for a man, you son of a bitch. pH balanced for a woman. Just punctuating every word with a stab. Punctuating every word with a puncture.
motherfucker. Now you're Bam. Soaking in it.
Done. Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Oh, fuck.
Did you drop the mic?
And then just, no, I'll leave the mic up on the stand.
Oh, okay.
But.
Mics are expensive.
I know. I won't do it. These ones aren't so expensive, but they cost more than zero. So I don't want to break them.
Yes. Don't drop them.
Then you just get up and with like the blood dripping off your fists, just like panting, like tricks of kids, motherfucker.
Aww.
And then you walk out.
That's cute. I like tricks. There.
Then you fix your now askew rabbit ears that you had been wearing the whole time. And that you indeed wear to your 9-to-5 office job every day.
It's like when the furry convention's in town.
And then everyone and when interviewed later said they were not surprised at all by what you did.
No, yeah, they were like, oh, we saw this. Yeah, that
sounds exactly like, oh, Randy? Yeah, that sounds like Randy.
Yeah, that's something he'd do.
The guy with the bunny ears? Yeah, he's the
weirdest. I have been telling people for years he was going to beat someone to death with his own fists while screaming out corporate slogans.
Beat him to death with his own fists.
I sent out like a memo.
Beat the victim to death with the victim's own fists?
Yes. That's what he best. Does. That's rude the of best. Him. He's like, why are you killing yourself? Why are you killing yourself? And it's not murder, it's suicide.
That is true. Yeah. It's like hey cops, I just went down this is suicide. Kill himself with his own fist. Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck. Well,
that's how Elliot Smith did it.
Yeah.
Or Elliot Gould or someone. I don't know.
Elliot Gould?
Elliot from E.T. Someone beat them to death. Beat themselves to death with their own fist.
T.S. Eliot?
It might have been T.S. Eliot. Wait, wasn't that the Elliot from E.T.?
Wait, T.S. Eliot's the guy from Mallrats, right?
I don't know. Oh.
No, his name's T.S. something else, but. That was a little joke, Johnny. It was a little jokey joke for
all
listeners.
Oh, little jokes.
A little joke for
those
listening.
Are the cutest jokes.
Oh, speaking of really little jokes, there is another podcast that rented space within our podcast that we should get to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's a short one. We hope you folks enjoy it. We think that they have the same humor as us. And here, we're going to go straight to that podcast now, and we'll cut back in with the rest of In Poor Taste.
Yeah, yeah. Let's let these guys do their thing.
All right. Here they are.
Hola! Bienvenidos al Paulito Microcast. I'm Benito Pequito. Thanks for listening. Adios!
All right, welcome back to In Poor Taste. That was Paulito the Microcast. It's a really short one.
Yeah, they were hardly even here.
I hope that guy's actually Mexican, because if not, that is wildly offensive.
I know, dude.
Did that just stink of racism?
It did.
Hmm.
And why did he steal my Fritos?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not even racist.
That's just rude.
That's just rude. And then was his name Benito Pequito?
Benito Pequito?
Benito Pequito or something.
Like
a very little bit of Bonito.
You know, I will be honest. I was over in the microwave, like, making myself some pizza
rolls.
You were
in the microwave. So I would in the microwave. Highly advise against that.
Well, it's a very dangerous. Large microwave.
Yeah, but
you have
the
to
waves,
make sure
Johnny.
That the food doesn't... The what?
The waves? It's not magic.
Oh, I love the waves.
The microondas.
Oh.
Microondas.
Like the wave pool.
Yeah.
That's what that means in Spanish,
very
right?
Tiny wave pools. What
very means. Tiny wave pools.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You heard it here first, folks. And again... You tune into In Poor Taste, not for comedy, but for education.
Yes.
Truly first is what we are.
Yes. We're teachers at heart.
Yeah. And John's here as the substitute teacher today for Eric.
I am.
Yeah. And
I'm
he's basically,
substitute.
He's laying fucking knowledge on you people and you don't even appreciate it.
I know. Dude, there's so much that I could teach you if you would just listen.
Yeah.
Why won't you listen?
Yeah. Fucking put down your goddamn phone. And do your fucking homework, because John and I raised you better than this.
Always on the Googles. Just let me be your Google.
Yeah, let Johnny P. lay down the knowledge on ye, if I may be so rhyming.
I think that you should be.
Thanks. I appreciate that. See, we got to be on the same side as we raise the listeners to be better people.
I know, because, I mean, Listen, listeners, just because Sean and I don't love each other anymore, that doesn't mean that we don't still love you and
that's
want
exactly
what's best
right.
for you.
That's true indeed. And you listen to your father, okay?
And then kill him. Call back.
Call back. Remix.
Wiki tiki tiki choo 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 choo. That's a remix.
Call
noise,
back.
Right?
Yeah, remix of pot of callback.
Yeah, that's remix upon a callback.
A remix upon a callback upon a podcast.
Yes.
From way back. Hey, Cletus, come over here. Look down in this here well. I found a remix upon a podcast. what the
golly
fuck?
Gee. Yeah. That's what that guy's name was Golly G.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounds Southern, but he's like super Asian.
Yeah, it's really weird. Really weird. It throws you off every time.
It does, because normally Asian people don't live in the South.
That's true, yeah.
Unless it's like the South of Asia.
There are several people in the South of Asia, I've heard.
I have heard as many as 12.
At least, I think. At least 11, as many as 12.
Yes.
So somewhere in between. And again, geography facts on Import Taste is what you tune in for every day, folks. Every week, I should say. Well, John, I think you said you had to leave, and your publicist and also your agent and your personal assistant are all calling for you to go and perform an act tonight. Is that right?
They are. It
do you
is
have anything
a sex
to plug?
Act, oh. But... I'm
so
not
you do
gonna,
have something to plug.
I'm not going to go into that here. I'm going to go into that there. So,
yes.
sex. we have dirty minds, but we have fun. We have fun. We have fun. Potty
well,
mouth.
Do you have anything that's coming up in the next month? Because this won't be out for probably about 3 weeks, two or 3 weeks. So, do you have anything in June you'd like to plug? Any shows in Kent? Not that anyone in Kent listens, or
no,
in Pittsburgh, not that anyone in Pittsburgh listens.
No one's hearing this.
Yeah. Again, we've said it before in other episodes, but we may rename this Farting in the Wind.
Oh,
because it's
that's sad.
Yeah. It affects as many people.
But a great way to cover it up when you fart.
True.
No
true.
One knows you did it.
Yeah. Point at this podcast and say it's just this podcast stinking.
Yeah. Let's see. What's coming up? June 5th, I believe. June 5th, I am going to be performing on a show. I do not know where it is or who else is on it. Or I believe it is in Cleveland and could possibly...
So not go door-to-door, listener, and in Cleveland on yes. or around June 5th and ask for Johnny P., also known as Johnny PP, also known as the Johnastic Dynasty.
Yes. Only my grandma calls me that, though.
All right. Yeah. I did know that only because your grandma and I are basically best friends.
Oh, no. Yeah. You and my grandma hang out, like, all the
just
time.
Just fucking
it's crazy.
Constantly.
It's
yeah.
so weird.
Yeah. We're basically, like, soulmates, but separated by 80 years.
Yeah. And, like, if, you know, I could...
And congrats on your grandma on being 111 years old.
I know, it's madness. I was like, oh,
I'm sorry.
Grandma's 111, make a wish.
Or is it? No. No, it's 111. Okay, I was right.
Yeah, I know how old my grandma is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, wow. And when the cake collapsed from all the candles on it?
It, you know, it was cute because the collapsed cake then resembled the collapsed lung that
got her
into that
had.
Nursing home in the first place.
Yep,
so,
yep, yep.
Yeah.
So fitting, hilarious, and delicious.
Yeah.
I'd say. And I don't think the listener would disagree with me there.
I think that if the listener got to have a taste, they would think it was rootin' tootin' good times because that's the flavor it was.
That sounds delicious. All right. Well, John, you got to go, I think. But thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. You've been hilarious. Come on anytime.
Oh, I'm going to come all over your podcast all the time.
Yeah, that's fine by me. That's great because I'm not a bigot.
Yes, don't be.
All right, great. All right, Johnny. We've got one more guest here. We don't have a lot of time for him, but we're going to bring him in here. So, John, can you send him in when you walk out here?
Oh, there's other people here?
Yeah, there's one old... You didn't see the older gentleman and his wife in the other room, in the green room, but it's the kitchen.
I thought that was a leather sofa.
No, those are old people.
Ew.
All right, well, I'll see you around.
Okay, thanks for having me. Bye. Right. Kisses.
Bye, Johnny. Hey, come on in here.
Hey.
What's your name again?
My name's Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Wilbur.
Huh, Wilbur what? Do you got a last name over there, Wilbur?
What?
You got a last name over there, Wilbur.
Who?
Wilbur. You said your name is Wilbur?
Oh, my name's Wilbur. Yes, yes, yes. My name's Wilbur.
Oh, my God. This guy is old.
You know, I have a story about that.
I would assume so. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Whose head?
Tell the story.
Of what?
A story you had. I thought. I don't remember. I don't know. I think we're both confused. What's your last name, Wilbur? Do you have a last name?
I do have a last name.
My God. Have a drink of water, Wilbur.
What were you asking me?
Do you have a last name, Wilbur?
Everybody has a last name.
What is your last name, Wilbur?
What is not my last name?
I would imagine most last names are not your last name. I would imagine only one is, right? Or maybe you have two. Maybe you have two?
Maybe I have to what?
Damn it, I thought that was going to go in the wrong direction. Wilbur, what's your last name? Oh, fuck, he doesn't remember.
No, I remember. I was just going.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay,
in my class,
yeah.
It's starting to
stink a little bit in here.
You know,
more so. After
a while, you don't even smell it anymore.
All right. Well, Wilbur, how old are you?
I am 90.
90? 90? Just flat?
Nothing. 3D?
90? Are you?
Do they have that now? How many pairs of glasses do you have to wear to do that?
Wilbur, how did you get here today? What are you doing on the podcast today? Why are you here?
Oh, I thought that I would come by because my son likes your show.
Your son likes our show? That's impossible. We only have one listener.
It's my son.
Your son is you're the only listener's grandfather. Father. You're really old to be his father. You had him when you were 60 then.
Yes.
Okay. Well, wow. Congratulations on that.
It was in celebration of Viagra.
In celebration of Viagra, okay. Was Viagra out 31 years ago?
No.
Okay.
All natural. All right, I just did it in celebration of it.
Oh, fair enough.
It was all my own, though.
All right. I don't know what that means. All right, so what is your last name, Wilbur? We're trying to get to the bottom. We ask the hard-hitting questions around here.
It's Wilbur.
Last name, your full name.
Wilbur A. Mildont.
Mildont?
Mildont.
Mildont? It's like mildew, but mildont?
Mill do not get smart with me.
All right, I won't.
Mildont.
Mildont, okay. Wilbur Mildont. So what brings you on the podcast? You just came on because your son likes it and you wanted to see what it's like?
I would also like to encourage all of the kids to vote Truman.
Vote Truman, okay. This is an anachronistic visit here, folks. I'm sorry about this. I don't know who this old man is. But did your wife want to say hi? She's sitting over there very patiently.
No.
No, she doesn't have anything to say.
No. Never does.
Really? It's very quiet.
I think she's deaf in the left mouth.
I don't think that's how that works, but I'll allow it. You come from a different time when misogyny was just, you know, run of the mill. So it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, women were dumb then.
All right, Wilbur, you are offending me and all of our listeners. So I'm going to just escort you out. Come on. We're going to go. Let's go. All right, buddy. All right.
Thank you. Vote Truman.
Okay. We'll see you. See you around.
I'm tired.
Okay. All right, folks. I am so sorry you had to be subject to that. Subjected to that. I'm sorry you had to be subjected to that. That guy was offensive, and, you know, quite honestly and quite frankly, he stank a lot. It was bad. But anyway, Thanks for listening to another episode of In Poor Taste. Thanks again to John Pridmore for being on. Check him out around town in L.A., Hollyweird, Lalaville Town, I think they call it. The Land of Golden Spiders, I think, is another. Honey and Spoiled Milk. No, Money and Spoiled Milk. That's what it is. So, yeah, check him out. And he's a very funny comedian. You'll love him. And I think within the next few years, he's going to be famous. And then him being on my podcast will be the reason anyone in LA listens to it. And then maybe I'll be famous. You know, just residual fame. It's the trickle-down economics of fame. So Tom thanks Ryle again. Perry. What's this? Oh, my God. John's back.
What? How'd that happen?
Holy crap. The magic of podcasting.
Yes. I'm always with you, Sean.
Oh, that's so nice of you, John. Well, thanks again for being on the show, buddy. Appreciate it. It's always good to see you. Glad you're in town here. And let me know next time you're in town, which obviously won't be for a while. So,
yeah, probably not.
No. All right. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out on iTunes, In Poor Taste. Check us out on Stitcher. Look us up on Facebook. Leave us some comments on Facebook. And give us a call, 412-904-3201. And leave us a message, and we'll put you on the show maybe if it's not horribly offensive. Or if it's, you know, just so not funny, then fuck you. Like, we're not going to put it on the episode. It's my discretion is what I'm trying to say.
Is that your sister's phone number?
No, that's the phone number for the show. That would be great, though. Just giving people someone else's phone number for them to leave funny messages for the podcast. Oh, my God.
They're just like, John, all these twos of people keep calling me.
Funny because it's accurate, folks. Funny accuracy here on WIPT Radio, Pittsburgh. Okay. So we're going to move along here. But yeah, thanks again for listening in. And as we say it every week,
if you cast it, they will pod.
Hey, Cletus, come over here. Look down in this here well. I found a penis.
What?
Anyway, we just wanted to chime in. Yeah. Let's go beat up some masochists.
Masochists.
They would just like it. Oh, fuck. You beat up a masochist. They love that shit. Anyway.
I think the heat's getting too
Yeah.